Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:38 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 73 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download that free WRHI app. Stay on top of all the cool things happening. And, of course, where to do that? Where's all the cool kids hanging out these days? That would be Rock Hills PRT. We have in studio Lori Helms. And, of course, joining her and us this morning, Reed Williams. Good to see you.
That's right. It was a great lead-in because she said, where are all the cool people? They're in the pool.
And the pool is open.
Yes.
I know. Well, it's been a strange summer. It's been a strange year. A pool season continues for a short while because we are almost into August here. But, yeah, this summer we were only able to open one pool, which we are very sad about. But do want to let people know that the public pool at the Emmett Scott Recreation Center is open 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 6. The last day of pool season this year will be Saturday, August 14th. And we were just in the situation of our pool contractor had difficulty getting lifeguards, just part of the nationwide, worker shortage. So, but we were really pleased to be able to open one. So come check it out and cool off with us.
Yeah, the city of Rock Hill, not alone. I saw other cities and other counties throughout the state of South Carolina advertise on social media, we need lifeguards.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
Some of the little signs around town are for the pool contractor that we work with. So,
as a former lifeguard in college, loved it. It was a fantastic experience. So if it's something that you still wanted to do, still a couple of days left to it, but you got to act quickly. And the last day again is Saturday, August the 14th.
That's right.
And then hopefully next year will be a normal summer for everyone.
Yes, we all agree on that, don't we?
And when the pool closes, though, when it starts to feel like, oh, we're going back to school soon.
And that leads us to fall sports. And Reed, it is time now for families to start thinking about fall sports.
That's right. Yeah. Oof. Going with the end of summer trend. Fall youth sports registration is in full swing, and we have a lot of sports we're registering for. Flag football, tackle football, softball, baseball, and something new this season is T-ball for our 3- and 4-year-olds.
Oh, cool.
And something we're really excited about is our soccer registration with our new partner, Independent Soccer, out of Charlotte. So they're going to be taking control, and they're going to operate the program and use our PRT facility. So really excited to partner up with them.
Mm. And we've had the opportunity to talk to
them.
And
they were just as excited to partner with Rock Hill PRT.
Yeah, that's great. And we've got that link on our website. So you can still come to cityofrockhill.com/PRT and get to that soccer information. But Reed, tell us about some other sports.
Yeah, we have more registration open up next week, actually. We have our Little Hoopers basketball. Those are for our 5- and 6-year-olds. And volleyball. So
that's
both
so
of the
Little Hoopers. Who made that up?
It wasn't me.
No, our staff. No, our
staff.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I wish I could take credit.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right.
And I'm a Little Hooper.
We can't forget about the adults. We have our adults athletic sports registration for basketball and volleyball. And with all these sports, we are looking for sponsors and some volunteer coaches for those youth sports. So if you are interested in sponsoring or coaching, just go to the PRT website and you'll find more information.
Boy, fantastic. Again, we're going to run through these fall youth sports. Flag football, tackle football, softball, and baseball. T-ball is new this year. You got soccer registration, Little Hoopers basketball, and volleyball. Those are all for the young kids. And the adult leagues, you got basketball and volleyball. So if you're not being active or staying active, it's your own fault, right?
That's right.
Clearly,
That's right.
You cannot make it more easy for us. So if you're new to the City of Rock Hill Youth Sports Program, what do people need to make sure that they bring the first time that they register?
Yeah, great question. And registration is two ways. You can do it online or you can come to our facilities and do that in person. But doing it in person is best first time because we do need to see a birth certificate for the child. And but once we get that date, you know, verified and into our registration system, then you can go online after that from thereafter. And if you want to come in person, that would be to Cherry Park at the Tower, Manchester Meadows, or to the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center.
Fantastic. Yep. We're speaking with Lori Helms and Reed Williams with Rock Hill PRT. They're filling up our social calendar for the month. Who loves tomatoes? I think everyone here in this room.
That's
and listening
right.
as well. But we've got a tomato.
I like a mater sandwich.
Oh, I know. The Duke's mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
right.
white bread.
White bread. White bread. But there's a tomato fest that's happening.
Yeah, you may know this is kind of prime time, prime season for tomatoes. So a lot of them are, you know, being grown and just plentiful at this time of the summer. So hopefully folks have been getting out to the farmer's market here at Legal Remedy, the Old Town Farmer's Market. And this Saturday will be a special. It's going to be the Tomato Fest. So regular farmer's market that people know and love, but a couple of extra vendors will be there. One is the a local author. She's written a children's book about Rock Hill.
Oh, wow.
Kind of seeing Rock Hill from a child's eyes. And the Old Town Market is featured in there, as is Glen Karen Gardens. So we're really excited about that. But she will be there. I'm sure she will have books for purchase and can sign those, autograph those for folks. And then another vendor will have some special market-themed merchandise that might be fun, maybe some shirts and hats and things like that. So hopefully folks will look for that. And you can follow that Facebook page, Old Town Farmers Market SC.
And the Old Town Farmers Market's at Legal Remedy Saturdays from 8 to noon.
That's right.
You
exactly.
Got senior programming has returned. So we not only took care of our little kids, now
that's
we're
right.
taking care of our older kids.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit the last time we were here as well. Pretty much all of their activities have started back again. A lot of that is sports programming and exercise and game days and things like that. Just a whole variety of things. A lot of that is under the OWLS program, Older, Wiser, Loving Seniors. And then our lifelong learning at Rock Hill will be back again for another season.
Oh, great.
Just giving you sort of a teaser, there will be a kickoff event on September 8th. So we'll talk about that a little bit more the next time that we're here. But again, all of the information at cityofrockhill.com/PRT. Let me jump ahead.
Yeah,
I want to be sure
to
talk about our after-school program
yeah.
because that is back, which is really great. The Emmett Scott After School Program, want to be sure folks know that's an option for them. That is for grades K through 5. It's a good price, $81.90 per month. Mm. And that, of course, operates from 2:30 to 6. You would need to double check that your school has transportation to Emmett Scott Center. So it's not from all of the schools in the Rock Hill area, but just check with that. And then the last thing I really want to mention is that we have a great Parks, Recreation, and Tourism newsletter. If you are a person that is really great about receiving emails and that's maybe your go-to for information, you may want to sign up for that and all kinds of other city newsletters and bulletins from the City of Rock Hill. And to subscribe, all you do is go to cityofrockhill.com/stay connected and you pop in your email address and then click on a whole selection of newsletters and topics that you like information on.
You make getting information easy instead of us having to track down 15 different locations. If it comes in one email, you can just print it out, put it on a refrigerator, and you'll be good to go.
We try.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, our good friends from Rock Hill PRT, Lori Helms and Reed Williams. Remember, Reed is a graduate intern. Goes to USC and wrapping up your summer with Rock Hill PRT. And
that's right.
Hope you'll be hitting the job market after this.
That's right. Yeah. So if you're hiring, you know where to find me.
Yeah. And
he is smart, isn't he?
He was sitting in your chair when you're on vacation.
Oh, was he? Okay. Saying. All
that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
this will probably be his last visit with you guys. So I think it's been a lot of fun. He's done a great job,
fun.
I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Keep in touch.
Yeah,
I will,
please
trust
do.
Me. Thank you.
All right. As always, just reach out to Rock Hill PRT. Lori Helms showed us how to do so. And you can stay connected and stay active this fall season.